Here in the US, we have this thing called Netflix, which is this awesome online streaming movie TV show thing, which has over 2,500 movies and TV shows that you can watch from your computer, from your PlayStation, from your Wii at home for only like $8 a month. And I love this thing. I don't know anyone who actually doesn't have it. It's very popular here in the US. But because it has so many TV shows and movies, it makes it hard for someone like me to choose what to watch. I'm very indecisive, and most of the times I tend to spend a good 5 to 10 minutes just clicking through and looking at everything that they do have to offer. But I'm a sucker for all of the turn-of-the-century shows, like Downton Abbey and Game of Thrones. So the other day when I was flipping through Netflix, I came across this show called Call the Midwife. And for those of you who are unaware, a midwife is the woman who helps a pregnant woman deliver a baby. Nowadays we have doctors, but back then in the 1950s, the 1960s, and even before that, of course, these women would actually go to your house and help your mother deliver your brother, your sister, actually on your parents' bed. Very messy, but very interesting. And it's crazy to me how much our knowledge of medicine has grown since the 1950s, which was only like, what, 60 years ago? Something like that. For example, like, back then, they didn't know that X-rays were bad, that they caused radiation poisoning. So in the show, they actually have this X-ray truck that comes to town so that all of the citizens can be checked for some kind of disease that I don't remember. And all of the pregnant women are all standing in line, and they're all excited because the X-rays are going to show their baby, they're going to be able to see their baby. And meanwhile, all you're doing, you're sitting there thinking, oh my god, like, these women are getting unprotected X-rays and they're going to die. But they didn't know this stuff back then. They thought it was perfectly safe, which makes me wonder about all of the things that we think are safe today. Like, maybe 50 years from now, the flu shots, the vaccines we have, will we find out that they're dangerous too? Will people 60 years from now look back and say the same thing? Like, oh my god, I can't believe they used to get vaccines. I can't believe they used to get flu shots. What were they thinking? Makes it kind of scary if you ask me. Who knows what we'll know 60 years from now?